This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. It's the Thursday DJV program. How do you do? Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you and everybody else that's giving us time to tell you about what's going on in the world. We don't have any gimmicks here, a lot of sound, you know, once in a while silly stuff, or once in a while you hear a newsmaker. But for the most part, it's the three of us, the four of us, three, when Jennifer's not here or Victoria's not here. Jennifer's off today because she was at some big highfalutin Republican women's thing last night. She spoke at that, was the main speaker. She does a lot of that here in Los Angeles. So Victoria Keelan is here, seemingly over the problems you had with the flu and your voice and stuff. Hopefully keep
getting
up
there.
On there. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We've done a lot of chatting about the weather the last few days. Seems to have calmed down a little bit, although
it's pretty mild today. It's going to be like mid-40s for the rest of the weekend.
When I was talking about the iguanas that were falling off of the trees and the telephone lines and stuff, people thought that was pretty yucky. I don't think you'll see any of that. It's warmed up in Florida appreciably. The weather changed pretty dramatically, actually, in the last 24 hours around the country. So we've got nice 70-degree weather here in Los Angeles. It's in the 80s in South Florida. We want to go there and warm things up. And so let's keep our fingers crossed for a nice, good, strong weekend. Thursday is upon us. Maybe we get a couple of summary statements on what's going on with the political and the impeachment thing is going to go on, kind of groan and drone on. I thought it was interesting. The city of Washington is suing the Trump inaugural committee for $1 million because of unlawfully abusing nonprofit funds to. I don't understand what that's all about. Have you followed that?
I saw something about that. I know that, I don't know if it's the same lawsuit where they wanted to be reimbursed for that military parade.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. Yeah, right.
But then this is going back, I guess, to the inauguration where I think they overcharged the city for the Trump hotel rates. I think that's what this stems from.
Right.
Because they weren't, you know, look, let's be honest. This is, the Trump hotel in Washington, D.C. has not been properly divested from President Trump and his family and his organization.
Oh, so, you mean all these people from out of town? And
they all stay at the Trump hotel. Yeah. And so, and that hotel's actually for sale right now because it's not making any money. They need to get rid of it. But, but they overcharged everybody and then they billed it to the inaugural fund. And so that's what the lawsuit is over, is that they overcharge for the hotel rooms, trying to make a little more money off of it.
Okay. All right. So let's what's going on with Boris Johnson? There's a fascinating piece. I should post it on Facebook. Uri Geller was asked by some, I think it was The Guardian. Let me see if I can find this. I meant to send it to you yesterday. Uri, as many of you know, is a very close friend of mine, and he is the internationally known spoon bender. Among other things, his mind is very potent. So the Daily Telegraph is carrying a story this week that basically accuses Uri of messing with Boris Johnson's head.
What?
Yeah. Boris. Headline reads: Boris Johnson is flummoxed by Uri Geller. And then the article goes on to talk about how Uri met Boris at his. Remember, I've talked to you about his. They describe in the article as his Dallas-like estate in a little suburban community north and west near Reading in England, in a little village called Sonning. It's a fabulous place. He still owns it. Nobody's living there, but that's where I first got to know him. And Theresa May lives across the street from him, and Clooney is kitty corner across on the other side of the Thames. It's one of those little villages where all of people who want not to be known or seen go to hide. Robert Plant lives across the street from his driveway, you know, stuff like that. Okay, so anyway, the light went off with Boris Johnson. Uri is not a fan, although he normally is moderately, he goes back and forth. He was a supporter of Al Gore's, and then he liked George Bush. Whoever supports the state of Israel, that's who he likes. So anyway, Uri has had lots of connections with lots of leaders around the world, gave advice to the president of Mexico back in the 70s and was accused of having an affair with the president's wife. He told me he didn't, so I believe him. But Uri moved around in some interesting circles, shall we say. Anyway, Uri doesn't care for Boris and what's going on with Brexit. So he's didn't remember when he said, was it last year that he was going, he was working on people to get them to straighten out Brexit? Do you remember how, I remember talking about it on the air, but I'd have to go back to Uri and ask him exactly what we, what he said about Theresa May and the impact that he was having. Because Uri uses his mind to influence people, and he can do it. It works. Whether you, you know, like it, we were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop stuff and how it's, you know, not in the mainstream. Well, Uri certainly is not in the mainstream, and people don't believe it. They think it's a trick. The amazing, is it Randy or Rami? Some guy's been trying for years to discredit Uri, saying that it was a trick. Well, I've seen him do it. I've sat next to him while he bent a spoon or bent a key or made a watch work, or on television when he was on with Jay Leno, got washing machines to work all over the country. There's no, whatever it is, it's not, if it's a trick, he's tricked me, because I can't see how he does what he does. Anyway, so he's, the bottom line is, Victoria, that he's trying to work on Boris Johnson to modify his stand, and Boris says he feels these sort of these things in his brain. Somebody's trying to influence him, and, you know. So let's see where all that goes.
So wait, so I'm a little lost here. So what's the, is this a new thing between Uri and Boris Johnson?
Well, apparently he's known Boris Johnson for a long time. He knows most of the European, most of the English politicians he knows, because he lived in England for as long as he did.
Mm-hmm.
The business about Boris Johnson, I think, goes back in this particular instance, the story that's in The Guardian. I don't know why they would bring it back, other than there's something that has surfaced, and I'm not exactly sure. I'll ask Uri for clarification.
Because the headlines that I'm seeing here, it just says that Uri Geller, he applied to work for Boris Johnson. And so, like, apparently as a Downing Street advisor. And so Britain, it said, Reuters has a line, after Britain appeals for weirdos, spoon vendor Uri Geller applies. So it's a, it's an actual job in the British government. It was in a response, in response to an advertisement that they placed, for, quote, misfits and, quote, weirdos, saying, that, and so apparently this is a job in the British government. And so I guess Uri applied for this. And Dominic Cummings, who is Boris Johnson's senior advisor, he advertised the government jobs for assorted weirdos in a recent blog post complaining that civil service didn't have enough genuine cognitive diversity. And so I guess Uri Geller responded to that and offered up his services. So I guess that's where the connection is here. I'm not finding anything else.
He's also been pretty outspoken. He's been pretty outspoken about Boris Johnson as well.
Yeah, so Boris Johnson's now saying that Uri did something to his mind?
Well, he thinks he's trying to influence him by getting closer to him.
Okay.
It's
Mondo. We should have Uri on to tell us what's actually going on.
We can. Actually, if you want to, Kara, see if you can find Uri. Then we'll put him on. Let's get to the bottom of this. That's a good idea. Meanwhile, at 9:15, some sad news from the folks at Planters Peanuts. They're going to kill Mr. Peanut. How can they? He's the spokesperson. He's been the visual for Planters Peanuts, right? They say they're going to do it.
I saw the commercial. They've done it already. You can see
it
online.
Gone.
Yeah. Yep.
Really? For the sake of good television, what did Mr. Peanut do that made it bad television? Or bad...
I don't know, but Mr. Peanut in the it's going to be a Super Bowl ad. You can see it in advance if you want, but it will air during the Super Bowl. And Wesley Snipes and Matt Walsh, the two actors, they're in a car accident with Mr. Peanut, and so Mr. Peanut dies. He goes off a cliff. So
really?
Yeah. So Mr. Peanut is dead. He's only 104 years old, but he died wearing his top hat. And so, died with his hat on. And so, Planner says he will be remembered as the legume who always brought people together for nutty adventures and a good time. And so now in the Super Bowl pregame show, there's going to be the ad will air, and then there is a follow-up ad that will air during the game, apparently, and that's where people will be at Mr. Peanut's funeral.
Ah. All right, you asked for Uri Geller. You seek and we reward you for seeking.
I'm curious. I want to hear this from the man himself. I want to hear what's really going on.
Uri Geller is on the line with us from his home in Old Jaffa, which is a suburb of Tel Aviv in Israel. So you've got this. Well, you've got us all curious about the job that you applied for with Boris Johnson and why Boris Johnson is flummoxed by you. Do you want to go back in history? Because you've lived, I've explained a little bit to the audience that doesn't know it, that you lived in England for a long time, knew all of these people as they were growing up in politics. So what are you trying to, what are you trying to prove? What's going on?
Okay.
Hi, Hannah said hi, Dougie. Hi, Hannah. Hannah's Uri's wife. All right, go ahead. What's going on?
Hi, Dougie. Anyway, let's go back a couple of decades. I lived in England for 35 years. I lived in a very unusual village called Sonning-on-Thames. And by the way, George Clooney has a house there. Jimmy Page lives next door.
I just told that whole story. Right.
Yeah, and also Theresa May, the ex-prime minister. To make a long story short, Boris came to my house to interview me for the Daily Telegraph. He wrote a great story, a great article. Obviously, you mentioned the word. He was flummoxed by me. I bent a spoon for him, which totally freaked him out. And a few months ago, one of his aides, called Dominic Cummings, wrote a very unusual request for new people to join 10 Downing Street. He was looking for visionaries, for people to think out of the box. And among these words, he wrote, "We're looking for weirdos." Now, look, Doug, you know very well that I've been called everything and anything under the sun in the last 50 years, from magician to telekinetic to a guru to a prophet, you name it. And I was also called a weirdo many times. I don't mind. I take weirdo as a compliment, because what does weirdo mean? It basically means an unusual person, strange person, mystifying person. So I believe that with my connections worldwide, and you know very well that I know presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens, business people and so forth worldwide, I have negotiated successfully for the Americans on behalf of the CIA, the American government, when Claiborne Pell, who was then the head of the American Foreign Relations Committee, asked me to convince the Russians to sign the Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty. And I did it very successfully, and the Russians signed two humanitarian negotiations.
So that's on your resume. All right, we got a minute left. Tell us what you're going to
So I said I'm going to apply. And somehow the Telegraph got hold of my application, and the story went worldwide. So it's crazy, because it was reported in every
Are you going to get the job? Do they dare put you into some position of authority? What are they going to do?
Let's wait and see. You know, the inside information tells me that they're taking my application very seriously. And
really?
I think I could be a great international ambassador for them.
Yeah. No, it would be good. And maybe you can influence Boris Johnson, some of his whack job thinking. Go ahead, Victoria. What would you say?
No, I think that would be wonderful. The world needs more Uri.
That's true.
Thank you.
Yep. It does
Thank
need
you.
More
Look,
Uri.
Right now, by the way, right now as we speak, we have 20 seconds. Vladimir Putin is speaking very close to me. Prince Charles is here. The world leaders are here for the remembrance of the Holocaust.
Yes.
They're all in Jerusalem. It's incredible how they landed one by one this morning. Amazing. So listen, a big hug from me. Love from Old Jaffa and positive energy.
All right. You clarified it well. Thanks, Uri. 21 after the hour.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Victoria, your favorite time of the week here on the DJV program, where I get to play disc jockey in our music segment this hour of the Thursday program. Top five songs from any given week. Victoria picks the week. This week she's picked 1965. So number five on the list of the top five from this week in 65 belong to the Righteous Bros. This is the song that is played more on the radio than any other still today. This song has been played more on the radio than any other song in recorded history.
Well, my whatever the parents reason. Wrote it, so it's good. They'll keep on cashing the check.
Yeah, that's it, right? You've lost that loving feeling. Your parents wrote this?
My friend's parents.
Oh.
Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil.
Oh, yes, yeah, right, exactly. I didn't know. Did I remember that they were your friends, your family's friends?
I don't know. Oh. I'm friends with their daughter. Yeah, yeah,
they were a great writing team. Oh, they had a great.
Oh, my God, they were incredible. Yeah, the list of songs they wrote, oh, yeah. My God. And another song that makes you cry, Here You Come Again, they wrote that. So there's a whole lot of stuff. Yeah,
very
it always
song.
Makes you cry. Yep.
Yep.
No,
all
right, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, Here You Come Again.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, it wasn't Barry Manilow. Number four this week in 1965 belonged to Petula Clark. Petula, some people call her Petula. Uri would call her Petula because that's the way it's pronounced in England. This is one of her, she had six or seven fabulous hits. And this was, I think, the second, if I remember correctly. Take a Trip Downtown, Petula Clark. Number four this week in 65. Want to crank it up a little, Kara? It's just a great pop song. Bum, ba, ba, bum, ba, ba,
don't
ba,
hang
ba,
around
ba, ba,
and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little place.
The English
to go
had
to
taken over. Of the top five songs, three of them belong to the Brits. This is the first one. Petula was downtown. Number three belonged to the British group The Searchers, who are out of the box powerfully with Love Potion. Number nine, Silly, Silly Song.
I told her that I was a prop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made her mind decide. She said what you need is love potion.
This is an appropriate song. I would just talk to Uri because it's about the song is about seeing a sort of a witch, if you will. So, the Searchers had two or three big songs. I think this is the first one, if I remember correctly. Number three this week in 65, Love Potion, number nine. Number two, Beatles zooming to the top with I Feel Fine.
Baby's good to me, you know. Great. She's happy as can be, you know she said so.
This is the best of the Beatles. This was when they were best, for me. I bet your mother thinks that too,
oh, yeah.
Victoria.
Yeah.
63, 64, 65, early 66, before they got under the influence of the Schwami, whatever his name was, I forget. But anyway, they went off the deep end. Still great music, but not the simple, straightforward stuff like this. I Feel Fine is number two this week in 1965.
So it's before Bob Dylan introduced them to hash?
Yes, right. Right, exactly.
That's where my mom draws the line.
Yes, me too. Number one, Supremers were 2 weeks at number one with Come, See About Me. Woo-ha! When they were really good, too. This is when they were at the pinnacle, apex of their careers. These songs, like this one, Come See About Me. I mean, listen to it. Crank it up. Listen to this song. How can you not like this? No matter what you say, I'm going to love you anyway. Don't you wish we could all find somebody like that? Like that. All right, Supremes, number one this week in 1965, 28 after on the DJB show. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because now HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 1/25/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democrats will return to presenting their impeachment case against President Trump in the U.S. Senate today. The seven Democrats acting as impeachment managers began their opening statements yesterday.
Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States, has acted precisely as Hamilton and his contemporaries feared.
Some brief fireworks as a protester interrupted impeachment manager Hakeem Jeffries' presentation, and that prompted Chief Justice Roberts to weigh in.
To congratulate him on his recent Senate will be in order. The Sergeant-at-Arms will restore order in the gallery.
Three U.S. firefighters have been killed when their air tanker crashed while fighting bushfires in Australia. And this is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour on the DJV program.
Hello, welcome to Thursday. We're going to talk about what you can bet or not bet on. How did the bets that you placed, if you are a betting person? I kind of get a kick out of it. All the emphasis on the Powerball. By the way, anybody win Powerball last night? Have you seen any of these?
I haven't seen anything.
It's a big jackpot. Maybe we check out and see somebody won, some lucky person. Did that. Victoria Keelan's voice you just heard. I'm Doug Steffen. My voice is here. Kara Schillen's voice is heard as appropriate. The situation in Seattle, the frustration you hear in my voice is built on me not wanting to talk about this stuff, but as sort of a quick news update in case you haven't heard the story about the shooting. It was outside a McDonald's restaurant. A couple of people apparently opened up fire outside this McDonald's. Downtown Seattle, very busy during the commute last night.
Yeah, right near Pike Place Market, which, if you've ever been there, is always busy. That's like one of the biggest places that people go in Seattle.
Right. Yeah, it is very busy downtown. What do we gain by talking about that? It's like kind of talking about the transit out of Wuhan, the Chinese city where there is this outbreak of the virus, kind of like a bad flu. And the people that have been sick over there and trying to get them keep them from growing here or anywhere around the world. That's something that will be watched, and hopefully the news media won't make too much out of it, but we'll know what the facts are and how dangerous it is or isn't by hopefully discerning through all of the haze and the glaze of baloney that comes out of there. What's the Iranians, the kid in Boston that was going to school, I forget his name, and it's not important to the story, other than he had been approved as a student. I think he was going to Northeastern or maybe Harvard, I don't know. But he came, he had gone home for the traditional holidays, and he came back. He's an Iranian, and he was stopped as he got back into Boston at customs at the airport and was detained. And 24 hours later, he was on a plane back to Iran. And this really, really upset a lot of people because he was supposed to be at least have a day in court or whatever. He was a wonderful kid. Everybody says wonderful things about him, and why can you do? So apparently the reason they sent him back is because his family is loaded with terrorists. But why wouldn't they have caught that before? I mean, he's been in school yeah. here for a while. I would wonder why they didn't catch it before this. Or is it just by mistake that they caught it? So here's an Iranian. Listen to the story about this. You seen this three-year-old kid named Mohammed Nazim was invited last week. His family moved from Iran to Britain when he was 1 year old, and he is a genius. He is in Mensa. He is 3 years old. Look this kid up. Mohammed Nadzim. Wait till you see what this kid. Now, we were talking about past lives. Victoria and I were talking about my past life and who I was and that sort of thing. I believe very strongly in past life stuff. And so here's this kid. And I think we had this conversation the last couple of 3 weeks about people like Mozart and Brahms and Bach and some of these, especially genius musicians, who at the age of four are doing all kinds of amazing things. And for me, it couples in with past lives, the theory that we come into this life with some sort of knowledge, different types of knowledge or experiences. How else can you explain a three-year-old who can do, if you see the picture of him as a child prodigy doing math equations at the age of three that most of us, no matter what our age, could never figure out. His family calls him Harry's. He got an invitation to the Royal Society, met a consulting psychologist, got a 142 score on the Sanford-Binet intelligence test. He was at three. That's considered a genius or near a genius. He's the youngest member of Mensa. And, you look at this stuff and you think, why in the world or how in the world does this happen? It's worthy of note because he's 3 years old, maybe as much as anything else, and the things that he's doing are fabulous. What kind of a life will this fellow have? You know, you look at people who are supposed to be geniuses like Stephen Hawking was. There are people around that are really, really, really smart, if that's even the right word for it, who are they're amazing. I think that's the word for it, just amazing. So what kind of a life does this kid have? Imagine, put yourself in his shoes. When you were 3 years old, the only thing I remember about being three is falling down the stairs and whacking my head on a door jam and cracking my head open.
Hopefully he has a very supportive family who instills a strong sense of confidence in him, because so many kids like this, I don't know. Sometimes they kids have bullied. Trouble when they're so smart and they're a couple years ahead of what they're supposed to be. And so if he's just confident in himself, hopefully he can have a normal life and friends and not just feel like he's kind of isolated because he's smarter than everybody else in the world.
Yeah, I just find it fabulous to see these sorts of kids, and God bless them. I was listening yesterday to a conversation. I listen to more talk radio and listen to the radio here than I have time when I'm on the East Coast. And I listen to all three of the talk stations here, KFI, KBC, and KRLA, the station that Jennifer's on. And I think it was Larry Elder, who's on KRLA, who worked with me at KBC back in the 90s. Very good guy, very good host, talking about Harvey Weinstein. It may have been him. I don't know. One of them was talking about how it will be hard for them to get a conviction against him, even though all these women, you know, it's circumstantial and...
Yeah.
And do you agree with that? Is that something?
Well,
that,
it's yeah, it,
I mean,
is
it
hard.
It seems almost impossible to believe.
On a criminal, yeah, on a criminal level, though, there's really no physical evidence, and that's what's hard. So on a civil suit, we already know I don't know if it came out of his own pocket, but I guess his former business had to pay $25 million in a settlement.
Yeah.
So I think there will be a lot more settlements in the future, but I do agree it is hard without any physical evidence. It's so frustrating for women to go through that, but it is hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, in like vein, R. Kelly is up. He's going to actually face, remember that rant and rave he did with Gayle King on the CBS Morning Program where we all thought he was out of his mind? He assaulted his hairdresser, right? Wasn't that how this all got started?
It got started because he likes to have sex with 14-year-old girls. That's how started. Yeah.
All right. So the hairdresser thing was an add-on. But do they have anybody who's 14 that has the goods on them?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole Surviving R. Kelly documentary. There are a lot of girls who have come forward, and they're now...
Yeah, but is he being tried for
it? Yes, he's in court. No, he's in court. Okay. He's been arrested, and yeah, he is in court. I think he's on trial right now.
This is just another case against him.
Yes,
that's
probably.
Okay. All right. The world of the weird. It is a weird, weird people. But what would we talk about if we didn't have people? I would like not to talk so much about him. I'd rather have stuff that was like talking about what's good to eat. I'd like to talk about that more. We don't talk about food enough on this program. I think we got to do more of that. Victoria, I'm putting you in charge of that food.
Okay.
Base. All right. At 42 past the hour, after you've eaten too much food, you need to lose some weight. That's why you go to Calitrin.com or to Facebook.com/Calitrin to see the benefits of using this fabulous product. All the folks that come on the program that are here from Calitrin, they're mostly connected in one way or another to these three nurses that noticed that a lot of people that came into their hospital were sick because they were so heavy and they were trying to lose weight. They got sicker by going on crash diets. You know, you can really, some of these things that are out there to help you lose weight, whether it's an operation or just, you can get really sick. And the healing effects of collagen are so positive. They did the research, and that's where they came up with a formula for Calitrin, which has become the number one choice for healthy weight loss in America. Healthy. I underscore healthy. 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 Because it is. It's a natural way to shed weight. You don't have to resort to these crazy diet pills that are all full of drugs and stimulants. You don't have to call anybody. Just go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code. Find how, for you, it may take 4 to 6 months, but you get on the program, you stay on the program, and you lose the weight, and then you keep it off. That's the great thing about this. Discounts on every bottle, $10 off every bottle when you use the DJV code, and it's a free bottle when you buy more than three. Lose the weight safely, intelligently, wonderfully at Calitrin.com.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safety, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
All right, if you are looking forward to getting your taxes done, hey, listen, that's a good thing. And also, the same company has Rocket Mortgage, Quicken Loans, and, you know, they have the stuff that you can do with taxes and stuff. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. So get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push your button and get a mortgage. That's Rocket Mortgage. at rocketmortgage.com. These are fabulous opportunities. It's a great time for you to buy a house, by the way, during the wintertime. Prices are lower. You can get mortgages that are really cool. And so do it. Why not, if you're thinking about it? Let's move on to the week's focus on betting and athletic endeavors. We're joined by Adam Burns, who is the sportsbook manager at betonline.ag. I always go there every week to kind of see if I can get the drop on you as to what it is that we can bet on. So basketball is big now, right? You get a lot of people betting on basketball.
Yeah, I mean, this week, I mean, it's just consumed by Super Bowl hype, right? But
Super Bowl stuff too, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much right now what we're all consumed in. You know, like right now, between the game and all the different prop bets that we have, you know, we have over 600 different things to bet on. So we've been swamped getting that all up and going through it. But, yeah, I mean, and things like basketball, college basketball, NBA, I mean, they're every day, right? So they're still going to get bet pretty big. But when it comes to Super Bowl, I mean, that kind of swamps and trumps everything.
Yeah. So what are the lines, the major lines on, it's much more complicated than just who's the most valuable player or what team is going to win and what's the spread. What are the things that you're seeing people betting on?
Yeah, I mean, we put up a lot of, we call them, you know, exotics or specials for the Super Bowl. Obviously, you know, you can bet on stuff like the coin toss that is a popular one. The national anthem length by Demi Lovato is always a really popular one. You know, so we got to do research on that. And that's one of our biggest prop bets.
Really?
And throughout the game, you know, we have stuff for the halftime show. Obviously, there's leaks with stuff like that. We had some props on some of the commercials. But as soon as there's a leak, we got to stay on top of it and make sure that we close those odds. So it's quite a bit of work. And then throughout the game, you can bet on almost anything. Which coach will they show first? Will they mention first? Well, how many times will they say Joe Montana, all that sort of stuff, right? And, you know, it's just sort of endless and the ideas you could come up with. But, yes, it's not the traditional handicapping and putting numbers to things. It's just, you know, after years of experience doing this. And then we look at how people bet, so you'll see the lines move a lot more than a regular game line.
Yeah, I can see that. So let's talk about the stuff from last week. Big betting on that big McGregor Cerrone fight that ended pretty quickly, didn't it? So how did that affect people?
It was really good for us because McGregor was such a big favorite. You know, he was almost, you know, 3.5-to-1 favorite. So he was like -350. So a lot of people will stay away from that. And they were taking, you know, the cowboy there at whatever he was, probably, you know, just over 3-to-1. So there was a lot of money coming in on the underdog. A lot of times in boxing, big boxing matches or MMA, we're going to see that where we're going to actually need the favorite just because there's such, when there's a big, big favorite. So it was actually a really good result for us with McGregor winning.
Did it change after that press conference? That was kind of a silly press conference. If I remember, I saw a little clip from it. It seemed kind of silly. Do you get involved in even things like that?
Yeah, we had prop bets up on the press conference. You know, will they fight? How many times will McGregor swear during it and all that sort of thing? But he was pretty tame and calm. So it was a bit different demeanor than people are used to with him. So, but yeah, we actually had bets up for that.
Really? All right. Well, and there was a women's ultimate fighting match too that I saw, and I wonder, you know, you bet on anything. Just check it out. I think that's bottom line. I think this kind of stuff is fun. BetOnline.ag. Adam Burns, who's the sportsbook manager here on the DJB program at 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Us today, so Victoria and Karen and I will carry on the tradition of movie news, movie moments, with a focus as we get started, obviously, on Star Wars. Who doesn't recognize that theme? Now, you're going to have to help me with this, Karen. Taika Waititi, is that him? I got
that's
it right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
You got it.
He was the director of the Jojo Rabbit movie, if you saw it.
He plays Hitler, just to
yes,
put
he
it
plays
in
Hitler
perspective.
In the movie.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. And it's quite a good movie, actually. I thought it was a good movie. He also directed...
been on my list. I want to see that.
Yeah, you should see it. Yep.
He's also Jewish, so it's kind of funny that he played Hitler, too. Yeah, he did all the research and wrote the movie and plays Hitler.
Scarlett Johansson is in it. I think she's one of our better actresses. After I saw The Marriage Story yesterday, if I thought about it, she can play anything. She gets into these big... time movies, you know, for a big paycheck, and then she does two or three of these indie movies a year. I think Jojo Rabbit falls into that, although it's gotten a lot of buzz. Doesn't it have a lot of Oscar buzz on it? Jojo Rabbit?
It does have some. Yeah, it's been nominated for The Little Boy, I think, was nominated for
cute
Supporting
kid.
Actor. And,
he's a very cute kid. Yeah.
I think it was Original Screenplay, maybe it was nominated. Mm-hmm. It's got a bunch of nominations.
It's a weird story. It's an interesting just a plain, it's a weird story. Also, this guy directed Thor Ragnarok. I don't even know what... I mean, I remember
the latest
movie.
Thor movie. Yeah, that was actually... I've seen all of them, and that was the best one by far. It was more comedic than the other ones, but it was really, really good.
So apparently he's on the short list. I don't know where J.J. Abrams fits in on this list, but this guy is up the... Disney folks are obviously looking at the next hit for Star Wars, and they're talking to this guy. It's not clear how many... projects he may be working on or whether it would fit into what he wants to do. But I certainly, if I was a director and somebody said to me, how'd you like to direct a Star Wars movie? I think I'd put whatever else I was working on out of the way and direct the Star Wars. That's what J.J. Abrams did. He had half a dozen projects. They pushed them all out of the way to do these last couple of Star Wars movies. They also, Disney's in need of some new high-profile talent because the Last Jedi director, Rian Johnson, is working on a sequel to his Oscar-nominated mystery thriller, Knives Out, that may complicate Disney's plans to give him another trilogy. That was very well received. That movie, if you haven't seen that, in terms of recommendation, that's another good one to go see. There's a lot of good movies around today, and I'm fortunate that I have time when I'm here in California to go see a lot of them. And there's very little, hobbies, if that's what it is. I just find it fun, relaxing, entertaining, all the words that you want. I get my mind off of a lot of stuff by going to the movies. And there are some places, I'll draw the line at the really, really violent, horrible movies. I just won't go see them. Or these creepy crawly like The Deep, or what is this, The Ocean? What is that movie that's about around now about some more, it's 7 miles down, some creepy creature? I mean, that movie has been done 100 times badly each time they do it. So, anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens here. But this guy, this Waititi, has a full plate at the moment. He's in charge of the live-action adaptation of Akira. I don't know what's the story with Akira. Anybody know?
I think that's a Japanese animal story. Like an anime kind of thing that's becoming a live-action movie.
Okay. All right. He's also working on the next Thor movie titled Love and Thunder, which comes out in a year and a half next November. So he's a busy guy.
Yeah.
But he was very good. That movie, I'll tell you, he was the Jojo Rabbit. It's just, I mean, the guy's got to have a great imagination.
The first movie I ever saw him in, he wrote a movie called What We Do in the Shadows, and it is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. It's four vampires from different eras, and they live together in a house in New Zealand, and it's like a fake documentary of what they do at night, and they argue about who does the chores. It is the funniest, most offbeat. It didn't do anything in the theaters, but everybody who's seen it, just it's word of mouth, and it's a cult favorite now. It's hilarious. Yeah.
So
and
there's
that's
a
all
rumor
from his brain
floating around that Tom Hanks is hawking CBD oil. Have you seen that?
He is not. He apparently made a big statement. They illegally used his likeness.
Well, was it a thing on Dr. Oz?
We've talked about it. I don't know.
I think it was something to do with Dr. Oz, because he's always plugging stuff like that. So Tom Hanks, no, he's not. I bet he uses it, but he's not promoting it. That's it. Movie Moments. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.